Be seated, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no God like Jehovah. Amen. There's no God like Jehovah. We are a blessed people because we know that. I don't care whether people know it or not. He is our God. But we are blessed because we know that. Amen. Hallelujah. We're just going to talk. We talked last week about having peace. A peace that surpasses all understanding. Have y'all had peace this week? Did y'all take the word to heart last week to work on the peace? Because all we got to do is trust Jesus. You know why? Because he is the peace. Hallelujah. So today we're going to talk about you're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loves you. Amen. Turn with me to Romans, the 8th chapter. Glory to your name. Before I get to this scripture, I'm going to start at 12. It talks about being a new creature, controlled by the Spirit. So the Word of God says in 12, "So, dear brothers, you have no obligations whatsoever to your old sinful nature to do what it begs you to do." You know our flesh wants to do what it wants to do. And it's strong. If we don't have enough spirit, the flesh gonna overtake us. If we don't have enough word, the flesh gonna overtake it. I don't care who it is, whether it's Pastor Linda or you all. For if you keep on firing it, you are lost and will perish. But that through the power of the Holy Spirit, you crush it, and its evil deeds, you shall live. We can't keep on sinning and expect to win, to live eternally. We can't. You know, even God say, "I'll take the hedge back and let the enemy come against you." You don't want to do that. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. You led by the Spirit of God this morning? Have you been filled with the Holy Spirit this morning? How many have been filled with the Holy Spirit with the utterance of tongues? Because the scripture tells us we don't know what to pray for as we ought. And I think it gets to that in a little bit. So we should not be like clinging, fearless slaves, but we should behave like God's very own children, adopted into the bosom of his family and calling to him, Father, Father. You know, it's an honor to be able to call God, the Holy God, the Everlasting Father, Holy Father. It's an honor to call him Father. If you never had a father here on this earth, you got the greatest father. So many people sometimes say, "I'm messed up because my mother didn't do this or my father didn't do that." That's no excuse. God has made a way of escape. He's given us a father. And so all we need to do is call on him. For his Holy Spirit speaks to us deep in our hearts and tells us what we really are, that we are really God's children. You know, we needed the Spirit to do that because we don't see him face to face. You know, but we know he's for real. Amen? And since we are his children, we will share his treasures. For all God gives to his son, Jesus, is now ours too. But if we are to share his glory, we must also share his suffering. We're going to talk about being more than a conqueror. And the reason we are more than a conqueror is because of Christ Jesus. Amen? There's a lot of people that's conquerors, but they're not more than a conqueror. It's difference between a conqueror and being more than a conqueror. Amen? Yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory he will give us later. Ain't that enough to say hallelujah? Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Open your mouth and say hallelujah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You know, you can't praise God with your mouth shut. You can worship him with your mouth shut because it comes from the heart. But when it's time to praise God, you got to open your mouth up. Amen? Amen. You got to do something. You got to say something. Amen? Amen. For all creation is waiting patiently and hopefully for the future day when God will resurrect his children. Yes. Woo! Yes. Woo! Glory! Amen. Glory! Amen. Think about it. We're going to get out of here. It's hot up here. I'm going to a place where it ain't going to be hot no more. You hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. We got sickness and we got disease. Hallelujah. Lord, we got hurts and we got disappointment. But it ain't going to be none in heaven. You hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Our focus is getting to heaven. My focus is getting to heaven. I don't know what y'all focus is. What is your focus this morning? Getting to heaven? Hallelujah. Be living with Jesus forever and ever and ever. That's enough to praise him for. You know, this is a raggedy old world we live in. Hallelujah. But one of these days, hallelujah, when he popped those clouds up there and said, come up here. Look, watch out. I'm going to be the first one out here. I'm going now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because I love him. I love him. And I long to live with him. I long to see him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because you know what? He's the best thing that ever happened to me. He's the best thing, hallelujah, that could ever, ever have happened to any of us. Hallelujah. That Jesus, that one that suffered and died on that cross, a cross like that. What worse than that? Old rugged cross. Hallelujah. He was nailed to it just for me. If it had been just for you, baby, Patrice. He would have did it just for you. For one person, he would have done it. Because that's the kind of God he is. That's the kind of lover, a friend, a redeemer he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we just got to, God will resurrect us one day. No, a lot of people don't believe that. They believe they're going through the tribulation. Y'all go anywhere you want to go. I'm not going through no tribulation. It's always enough tribulation there, ain't it, Antoine? We're going through enough tribulation now. I don't want to go through that when the Holy Spirit has been taken out. Amen? For on that day, thorns and thistles, sin, death, and decay, the things that overcame the world against his will at God's command, will all disappear. And the world around us will share in the glorious freedom from sin which God's children enjoy. For we know that even the things of nature, like animals and plants, suffer in sickness and death as they await this great event. Even the trees saying, son of man, get yourself straight so we can live, so we can stop dying, so our branches can stop falling off. You know? But even we Christians, although we have the Holy Spirit within us as a foretaste of future glory, also groan to be released from pain and suffering. We too wait anxiously for the day when God will give us our full rights as his children, including the new bodies he has promised us. Bodies that will never be sick again and will never die. Hallelujah. So, we're looking for that brighter day. We're looking for that day where we won't have to suffer anymore. And we'll say hallelujah, hallelujah all day long through eternity. Amen? We are saved by trusting, and trusting means looking forward to getting something we don't yet have. For a man who already has something doesn't need to hope and trust that he will get it. But if we must keep trusting God for something that hasn't happened yet, it teaches us to wait patiently. Waiting patiently. Wait patiently is what gives us peace, what makes us more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. You have to be patient in this world. This is a world that will cause you to go zoom, 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 just rushing, trying to outrun your own self. But we have to wait patiently for God. Amen? And in the same way, by your faith, the Holy Spirit, our faith, the Holy Spirit helps us with our daily problems and in our praying. For we don't even know what to pray for, nor how to pray as we should. But the Holy Spirit prays for us with such feelings that it cannot be expressed in words. I think about what Sister Shishi said. She wouldn't have known to pray for Germany unless the Holy Spirit had told her. Amen? We got to depend on the Holy Spirit to get us through these last and final days. So I just want to go to 35. Who then can ever keep Christ's love from us? When we have trouble or calamity, when we are hunted down or destroyed, is it because he doesn't love us anymore? And if we are hungry or penniless or in danger or threatened with death, has God deserted us? No, for the scripture tells us that for his sake, we must be ready to face death at every moment of the day. We are like sheep awaiting slaughter. But despite all this, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ, who loves us enough to die for us. For I am convinced that nothing can ever separate from his love. Death can't, life can't, the angels won't, and all the powers of hell itself cannot keep God's love away. Our fear for today, our worries about tomorrow, or where we are high above the sky or in the deepest ocean, nothing will ever be able to separate us from the love God demonstrated by our Lord Jesus Christ when he died for us. This word right here that says, but despite all this, overwhelming victory is ours. We are more than conqueror. That's what being more than a conqueror is, having overwhelming victory. Everybody else has victory. We have overwhelming victory because of Christ, what Christ has done for us. He loves us so much that he laid down his life. You know, I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what it sounds like. You've got the victory. But you got to know that deep down on the inside of you. You got to know that Christ didn't die for you, so for you to struggle for the rest of your life. Yeah, we're going to go through some things. We're going to go. But even in our going through, you got to know that you got the victory. You got to know that there's peace in the midst of the storms that you go through. All of us go through some storms. Hallelujah. Our pastor going through a storm right now. But I know he knows that he's got the victory. Because we know our pastor. Amen. We know his walk. We know his talk. Hallelujah. You got to walk the walk and you got to talk the talk. Hallelujah. If you're going to come out like pure gold, you got to know what to say out your mouth. Hallelujah. You got to know the path that you're walking in. Hallelujah. You can't be over here and over there. You got to walk the walk and you got to talk the talk. Because we already got the victory. You hear what I'm saying? We already know that we've overcomers. We're overcomers. Yes, I guarantee every one of you been through something here. But did you overcome? Did God bring you through? Hallelujah. Well, if he did it before, he'll do it again. Amen? Hallelujah. That's the kind of God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He didn't leave us down here, hallelujah, to destroy us. Hallelujah. But that's the enemy's job. The enemy has come to steal, to kill, destroy, to steal your faith, to steal your witness, hallelujah. But we're not going to let him do that, amen? No, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to fight the good fight of faith. That's all we need to fight, hallelujah. Hallelujah, because, hallelujah, we know that we got the victory. We know that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus that loves us. He loves us. Don't make no difference what we've done. Thanks, Sister Diane talked about it in Bible study in Sunday school this morning. I don't care what you did. I don't care what you did last night. If you ever accepted Jesus as the Lord of your life, you saved, you sanctified, you're just as saved when you got up from your mess as you were when you laid down in it. Amen? Hallelujah. So you got to know the power that we have. You got to know what Jesus did, hallelujah, on that cross for us, hallelujah, because he didn't die for nothing. He didn't lay down his life for nothing. When he said, it's finished, it's finished. It's finished, your life. You know, I always think, and it blessed me so much when I think back how God saved me over 2,000 years ago. and I won't even bone them. And he knew the mess that I was going to do. You know, he knew what I was going to go through. But Jesus died on the cross anyhow. He said, I see that old Ann Bertha, that was who I was then. And then I got to be old Ann Skye. And she a mess. Know what? But he said, Daddy, I'm going to die for her anyway. Hallelujah. You know, I always say, God pointed his finger and said, look, I got to wipe that. And he said, no, not so. She's covered by my blood. Hallelujah. That's why I know I'm more than a conqueror. Yeah. Hallelujah. If he did it while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me while I was yet a sinner. What more is he going to do now that I've said, Lord Jesus, take control of my life? Hallelujah. If Christ died for you while you were yet a sinner. See, you ain't no sinner no more. You might sin, but you're not a sinner. If you have accepted Christ as the Lord of your life, unless you denounce him, you're not a sinner. You might sin because the flesh sin. The flesh is crazy. It wants to do what it wants to do. That's why we got to fill it with the word. Fill it with the word. Let the Holy Spirit take control of us. Then you will know that you can make it. You can make it, saints of God. But then, you know, so many people fall down and they think God don't love them no more. What did this word say? What can separate us from the love of God? Not nothing. Nothing will ever separate you from the love of God. The thing is, you just got to know who you are in Christ Jesus. You just got to know what Jesus did for you on the cross. I'm a child of the Most High God. How about you? Hallelujah. I'm a child. I'm seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Even when I fall down here, I'm still seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Because he took me there when he went. Amen? He bore all my sins on the cross. He bore all my sicknesses and my disease. Hallelujah. I always say, thank you for deliverance from this diabetes. Because I ain't got no diabetes. You hear what I'm saying? I ain't got no pains. Because Jesus bore them to the cross. Amen? We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, saints of God. I want you to know that. Yeah, you go through a lot. Yes, things don't always turn out the way we want it to turn out. But we know that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord. The good things and the bad things. The good things work good, but the bad things work better. Because it draws, I believe it draws us closer and closer to the Lord. If you were always on a high level, you wouldn't pray as much as you pray. You wouldn't talk to God as much as you talk to God. But when we get down in the valley, the God of the valley is still, the God of the mountain is still God of the valley. When we get down in the valley, we do some serious talking, don't we, saints of God? Hallelujah. We do some serious praying. We might get up in the morning sometime when things good. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I done did my prayer this morning, Lord. But when things go wrong, oh, God, I need you today. Help me. I know I do. Hallelujah. But I do that all night long sometime. Hallelujah. And you know something? I don't wait till I get down in the valley. I cry out to him all the time because he's a mighty God. And I know he hears me. You know, he knows what I'm going through. Some things I'm going through, I don't even know I'm going through. You know? I better be calling out to him anyhow. I just want to let us know this morning, we are more than conquerors through Christ. More. We are overwhelming victorious. Overwhelmingly victorious. Thank you, Shishi. We just need to know that God loves us so much. He does. He does. And saints of God, let me tell you, too. I just want to tell you this. If you slip and fall, get yourself up. Get washed in the blood of Jesus. Come on back where you're supposed to be. Don't back up. Anytime you mess up, start pushing forward. God, I messed up, but I'm going to plow on into you. I'm going to plow into you because I know you love me. You know, I know you're going to help me. My flesh is weak. You see, you can tell God anything. You know, you can talk to him like you talk to a close friend because he's closer than a friend. I messed up. Lord, I need you to help me. I don't have the strength to get over this. You know, people on drugs, God will bring them off drugs. You know, people having sexual sin, God will bring you out of it. You know, once we realize that our bodies are the temple of the living God, when we get that in our hearts, we won't do a lot of things that we do. You know, we won't do a lot of things we do, because then we know we are hurting the Jesus. We are hurting the one that suffered and died on that cross for us. You know, and we don't have to do that. God has the best for all of us. He really does have the best. And he'll give you a peace. He'll give you strength to resist. I know that I smoked for 37 years. Yeah, thank God. The doctors kept telling me, Miss Scott, stop while you got good lungs. I ain't paying no attention to them. I kept on smoking. But then one night, November the 18th, I remember it, 5 minutes to 12, God said, throw them cigarettes in the trash. I threw them in the trash. You know, I have never had a desire. That was 27 years ago, almost 30. That was 30 years ago. Never had a desire to smoke again. Not only will he take it from you, he'll take the desire from you. You know, I never had a desire to do it. I just want to tell you how good he is. I just want to tell you how good he is when you're obedient to him. I had just bought that pack of cigarettes. Spending up my money. But God said do it, and God said do it, and I did it, you know. And once you do it, don't ponder with him. Don't bargain with him. Yeah, don't bargain. If he said do something, do it. Yeah, you know, like Sheila said, he said pray. He said go into all the nations, preach my God. Go. He said tell your neighbor that there's a Jesus. Tell him. Tell your Muslim friends that there's a Jesus. Tell them. Hallelujah. Do what God tells us to do, and we're going to be all right. Amen. We're all right anyway. Amen. We just want to come together and be that mighty, mighty body of Christ that God has called us to be. We always say we're getting ready to go into a new place, a new church, and we need everybody on board. We need this whole foundation stable, because that's what you are. You wonder why you're small. A foundation is smaller than the house, amen? Amen. And it's got to be grounded and rooted. Amen. Amen? The reason we are more than conquerors is because in Exodus 14:14, the Lord says, I will fight for you. You need only to be still. In Jeremiah 1:19, he says, the enemy will not overcome you, for I am with you and will rescue you. Amen. You know, these are promises we have to hold on to when we get in the battle. Amen? 2 Kings 7, where an entire army fled their camp. Remember that? When God calls them to hear the sounds of a great army coming. God can do anything he wants to. Now, and those people, the enemy ran and left all their goodies. And not only did they get delivered, they picked up a lot of goodies. Amen. Hallelujah. We must stand fast in the faith. We must not waver. We must trust God every day of every hour, of every minute. Amen. Every minute of every day. And we must never, never turn our back on God. We don't want to do that. Hallelujah. To be more than an overcomer means that we face our trials every day, knowing without a doubt that God's going to bring us out. Amen? Amen? Father, we thank you for this day.